Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live on a beautiful sunny afternoon in Seattle, Washington. So thank you for joining us today. Today, wow, we have such a great topic and a great guest on today. Relationship expert Karen Aberle is going to talk about the invisible dance, what that is, what it has to do with love and relationships, and I can't wait to share this time with her. So if you have questions about love and relationships, hang on. Karen's going to get to them. If you'd like to chat with us or if you would like a quick reading, call 202-570-7057. And know that I understand you may be shy and not wanting to go on the radio, in which case you are more than welcome to email me questions, comments, even a question for a quick reading to my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. So email robin@robinfritz.com. So I love sharing this hour with you every week. My belief and absolute certainty is that we are all innately intuitive and we are all innately healers. That is, we are all capable of using our intuitive and healing abilities. Most of the time, we just don't know how. So it's my life's work to help you get there, because our intuition and our healing are practical skills, just like our physical senses. And the more we learn to tap them, the better our lives are, not just our daily lives at home and at work, but what we really want to do in our off time, what we want to do in contributing to the world. So many things that we can give back to the world, from our artistic endeavors to just building a great community in our neighborhoods and our cities and our countries. That is hugely important and why we are all here growing our souls and growing in self-love. So as we get started today on the show, as always, I want to start by doing a quick meditation with the crystal phallon. Phallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, a very rare type of quartz, very rare in what he does. He's an ancient power crystal. He's a healer and a truth bringer, and you will be able to experience his energy however your intuition works most strongly. So you may see pictures, you may hear him chat with you, you may feel his energy, or simply know that you are connected with him in this hour. And as we go through and just run through a quick energy healing of our bodies and connecting mind, body, and spirit together, know that we'll also close it down at the end of the show so you can go about your day doing whatever it is that brings you peace, joy, and contentment. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, imagine you're connecting to this crystal phallon. And as you breathe down your body, just release the cares of the day, whatever it took you to get here in this space with us, whether you're listening live or in the archives. And as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just let those things blocking you and keeping you from relaxing here with us, just let them go away. Breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as that clears out, Just feel your body relaxing deeper into your chair. And now as you're breathing up, imagine Fallon as a gold light, and he is currently in the shape of a crystal ball, rotating outside your body. And as it moves up your body, you're welcome to invite that energy into your body, straight to your heart, so that with each beat of your heart, it just fills your body with healthy, positive energy. So moving up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, the top of your head, your crown chakra. And if you've joined me here on the show before, you know you may be slightly dizzy with your crown chakra wide open, and that's why we close it down at the end of the hour and get you regrounded solidly in your body. So again, thank you for joining me today. My name is Robin Fritz. My international practice is based in Seattle, Washington. I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, a process I call soul progression clearing, clears out the blocks, whatever they are, and fills you up with healthy energy, spiritual awakening, spiritual journeys, and energy healing, all to help you be your best here in the world with us, because every single one of you is important and necessary in the world. So today, my special guest, Karen Aberle, is a relationship expert, and she's writing this book on love and relationships, and she's talking about what she calls love's invisible dance. So, you know, it doesn't matter here in the show today whether you're single or married or looking for love, because we're going to talk about what that means, what relationships are. And Karen, and I had the pleasure of chatting with her briefly before the show, and Karen was talking about how many people are suffering about love. You know, everybody is worried about love. Everybody is anxious for love. And I brought this up on Facebook Live this morning, because there are a lot of people that call me and they want me to help them find their beloved, their soulmate, their whatever it is that they can be in love with, and they don't want to be alone. But the deal is they want me to tell them if the person they're currently looking at is their soulmate. Is this the right person? Is this the person I'm supposed to be with? How can anybody tell you that? You know, we can look at the energy lines, or we can, you know, ask some questions and help you come to your own determination. But my work is about helping you take your power back and exploring your power and where that takes you, and learning how it is that you can go about finding what it is you want in the world. So if you're not, you know, kissing all those frogs, how are you going to find it? Or do you really want it in the first place? And I'd have to say that I don't, but I have a very full life with my animal family, and that's where I am. But let's bring Karen in now to chat with us about love and relationships, and people are suffering about love. Why is that? So, Karen, why is that? Welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for having me. What a treat.
It's cool.
Yeah. So people are suffering about love. They're looking for it. And actually, that's one of the problems, is that they're looking for it. But love doesn't exist, you know, underneath a rock that you've got to turn over.
Or kissing a frog, huh?
Exactly. Love is something that you create in this invisible dance of love, invisible dance of relationship. And as I'm listening to you open the show today, your focus on energy and clearing energy is so critical, because the dance of relationship, this invisible dance that I'm speaking about, is an energetic movement. We are all connected through energy in this magnificent web of consciousness that the universe is.
That's
and
true.
We're constantly, yeah?
It's so true. Go ahead.
We're constantly moving towards and away from people, and that's energy. And what I have found in my searching for love, losing love, marriages, divorces, etc., is that love is something, it's a domain of learning, and very few people have ever learned how to do that. So when you start to learn how to create love, there it is for you. It's, you are the source of your love. It's not whether you found Mr. or Ms. Wright. It's something that you are developing in your day-to-day living with other people.
So the day-to-day living with other people. Here's the thing that I hear a lot, and I'm sure you probably do, Karen. There's a lot of people in the world, and nobody's connecting. It's like there's so many lonely people in the world, and they're sitting there waiting for the phone to ring, and I'm like, how's the phone going to ring if nobody knows you're there? So, you know, people are holding back. They're not making that attempt to go out and to meet people. I know it's tough. You know, we used to live in these small communities, and now even within neighborhoods, people don't know each other. So, wow, it's a tough one. But you talk about love and relationships in terms of this dance. So tell us about the dance. Tell us what that means.
Sure. So one of the reasons that I think people stay at home is that they don't recognize their own attractiveness.
Oh, and interesting.
This is like the first thing, if you ever go to a prom, which was probably a nightmare for most people, you know, you're there and you're waiting for something. The question is, if you're going to dance, how attractive are you? And
okay.
And a lot of people do not believe in their own attractiveness. And why is that? Is because Mother Culture, or at least Vogue magazine, has told us what attractive is supposed to look like. And if you don't meet the current culture's standards of beauty, then you may be a little self-conscious about your own attractiveness. Because, well, actually, you're looking in the wrong mirror.
Does that go beyond, like, high school? Yeah, are adults really concerned about what the media says?
Oh.
Is that a naive question on my part? Because I could care less. You know, maybe
well,
that's why.
Evolved.
I'm what?
So you're evolved, Robin.
Evolved and happily single.
Yes. But so if we just even think about what is it to be attractive, I believe that the most attractive qualities of someone is their self-confidence,
okay,
their openness, their generosity, their gratitude, their sense of wonder. You know,
great.
So that when I'm really interested in who you are and how you got here and what do you know and what do you think, that is a very attractive energy. So we want to think about, are we attractive in this way? And for a lot of us, we're not, because we're measuring ourselves against a standard that has nothing to do with us, really.
Well, don't people have to have, like, interests, like hobbies? Or something that interests them that they can talk about or ask other people what they think about it or whatever? I mean, don't people have conversations anymore?
Well, they may not. I don't know if it's about hobbies. I think that people are endlessly fascinating. You know, just knowing, where did you grow up? I talked to a person last week who escaped her life in South Dakota. I was like, how did you know that you even wanted to leave? But the stories that people have about their families, about
yes,
their schooling, they're endlessly fascinating. So we can be endlessly fascinating and endlessly fascinated by others. If we put down the pretense that we have to know something or we have to look a certain way.
Huh. I guess I just assumed people would just go out and, you know, go to a meetup and say hi and have a good time. All right, so let's move away from Robin's misconception of how people are living and meeting people, and we have some questions we can talk about. And one of them is, okay, so Karen, tell us why looking for love is a bad idea.
Well, because it isn't out there.
Love isn't out there.
No, it's in you.
Yep, I agree.
You have to create it. So how do you do that? You look to take care. Love is the acting for the peace and satisfaction of another person. So there are many kinds of love. We have fraternal love, romantic love, we have platonic love, love of country, and it's all the same word. I'm particularly focused on a love that I call Sangh, S-A-N-G-H. It comes from the Hindi for union.
Okay.
Really, the kind of love I'm into is the kind of love where with my intimate partner I can merge, where we can share concerns, we can grow together. Being in partnership is an opportunity to expand our reach and our strength and our ability to achieve our dreams. Sangh is a very sacred kind of love. It requires a deep knowing.
Huh, okay. Hang on to that thought. We'll be back after the break with Karen Aberle.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live here in on a sunny afternoon in Seattle, Washington. And my guest today is relationships expert Karen Aberle. Karen, we're talking about love and relationships and this thing you call the invisible dance. Now, I know people are fascinated by it because you say when you understand the dance, it changes how you see yourself, the world, and everything else, right? And your prospects for a satisfying relationship. We could go on and on about my idea of a satisfying relationship, but how do people understand the dance? How do we go about understanding the dance?
Okay. Well, you and I are dancing right now.
Okay.
Can you see it? You're asking me a question, I'm responding, then you have another question, and we go back and forth. And we're coordinating our lives in this small way together.
Okay.
Because
okay.
The better that I understand you, the more easily I can move with you. So we're dancing with everyone, Robin. We're dancing with our dogs. We're dancing with the rain. We dance with the spider that's crawling through the house. We're dancing with our families, our communities. We are constantly engaging in a coordination. So you actually have to coordinate with the person that's driving in the next lane, you know, so there's a way in which you have to perceive their intentions. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about that too much on the freeway and it kind of freaks you out.
It does.
And I can see how you translate that into human relationships. I could see how shy people would just never leave the house.
You know, I was thinking on the break about something that my mother said to me once. My mom was always looking for love, and she talked about the kind of person that she wanted to be in love with. And at one point I said to her, she wanted somebody to travel with and go to dinner with and have fun with and someone who has money. And you know, she just had this long list, as many people do. And I said, and tell me something, what is it that you feel that you're bringing to the relationship?
Yeah, good one.
And this goes back to your question about attractiveness. See, I think that, you know, if I ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive are you to anyone? You know, their numbers are wildly across the board and very few people come up with a 10. And so what are they looking at? They're looking at their body. They're looking at their money. They're looking at their work. They're looking at their hobbies or whether they have them. They look at their family. They're measuring themselves against a whole unavoidable list of concerns that we have as human beings.
Right, but aren't they measuring themselves against something really artificial?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, though, does it? I mean, because people are going to be looking at everything around them.
Well, if we go back to what I believe are the most critical qualities of attractiveness, it really comes down to being a learner. Someone who recognizes that life is constantly unfolding. We are not going to be a master in everything, that we have an opportunity to learn day in and day out. And we're never really arriving. you know, until the day that we die, and then it's over.
And then you're arriving somewhere else, as I well know as a medium. But I think that's fascinating, though, don't you? I mean, you're always learning and growing and experiencing things. But then so many people who call me for intuitive advice on this are, they're just sitting by the phone. They're not getting up and going out. And you know, I think what you're saying is true. They're not even interested in the world. They're locked up into their own heads about what they want as opposed to what they can have fun with or experience.
Or what do they bring, you know?
Exactly.
Life, you know, if life is going to be meaningful, it's because we contribute something. We have some way of serving. You know, why are we here? I think we each have to answer that question in our own way. But I think that why I'm here is to learn and to serve. It's pretty simple. How do I serve?
Right. I know when I started working with the dead, because my dad kept bugging me to, it was learning that alive and dead, we don't love ourselves enough. And the reason my dad was bugging me was he not only wanted me to help the stuck dead, he wanted me to get off my rear end and start loving myself, which I had somehow lost in a long process of illness and disability. But once I became aware of that, I think that's kind of where we're all going, is that loving yourself sounds really trite, and some people say, well, it's ego, but really what it is accepting yourself regardless of what size of jeans you wear.
That's exactly right.
Or anything else.
If you want to wear smaller jeans, start learning how to take care of your body in a way. Get a coach.
In a different way,
yeah. Anything you want to learn, you can learn. But you can't learn by many things by reading a book. Very often you do need someone who can coach you. And that is the sign of an extraordinary learner, is someone who's committed to mastery and has coaches.
Well, and open-minded.
Right.
I find that a lot in my work, because a lot of people think my work is very unusual. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant. So I go to meetups and meet people, and a lot of people are friendly, and we're all interested in what each other does. And I had somebody who, when she asked me what I did, I told her, she got up and she turned her chair around so her back was to me.
Did they read my mind?
I am trying not to laugh because, I mean, it was incredibly rude, but it was like, wow, people have limitations. If you're going to a social event to meet people, why are you saying no to some people? And I think that's what we're doing in our life, though. You're looking for a relationship and you're going, he's not tall enough, or she's fat, or I don't like their job, or they live in the wrong part of town, or whatever, and nobody's getting to the real essence of what makes you tick.
Well, you know what you're pointing to is this other aspect of the dance. Okay, so first, you need to be attractive. You need to be someone who's attractive to dance with. And you need to know what the moves are. You know, if you're going to do a tango, there's one set of moves. If you're going to do a cha-cha, those moves are different. Does anybody cha-cha anymore? I don't know.
I'm sure they do. All right, so now I can hear all our listeners going, how do you make yourself attractive, and what are the dance moves?
Right, so making yourself attractive is a function of giving a really good assessment to how well you accept and love yourself. Where is it that you feel like you're lacking? You know, are you attractive, or what's in the way for your being attractive? And if, you know, you come back to the mother culture standards, you're in the wrong conversation. So being someone who is interesting, a learner, of service, open, you start to generate an energy that calls people to you. It's an attracting energy to feel that way about yourself. The moves are moves that happen in language. How clear are you in your communication with others? How often do you step on each other's toes and then blame them because they didn't understand you? So there's a whole aspect of language that needs to be understood that's also invisible. The one thing that I wanted to jump to based on your talking is that in a dance, you have to honor your partner.
True.
Right?
Right.
Honor your partner. So how is it that we live in this culture, in these times, and there is so much dishonor? We don't accept people for who they are. We don't listen generously to them. We don't speak kindly to them. And we don't express gratitude. So
how do people do that?
How do people listen generously?
Do any of that? It seems like they first have to accept themselves.
That's right. That's the first step in the dance. Accept yourself. Be attractive to dance with.
Yeah.
Honoring another is being willing to accept that your way is not the right way, that there are multiple ways of living, acting, thinking, feeling, choosing, building, loving. And we have a problem when we are trained by our families and our whole educational system to think that we have to be right.
Women aren't taught to think that. Men are.
No, they are.
And hopefully that's starting to change.
Yeah, they are. You know what? People have to be right. You don't have to go far to begin to hear people disagreeing all over the place. And what are they disagreeing about? They're disagreeing about who has the right opinion.
Yes. It's also good to disagree to end up agreeing on something. I mean, in terms of negotiating how we live together and things like that. But let me jump to a question that intrigues me on this list of questions we could talk about. And I know people are thinking about this. Because I know plenty of people who aren't together anymore because one of them cheated. So why do people cheat and how do you get past that?
Yeah, people cheat because they don't know how to tell the difficult truth. So when I'm in a relationship with you and I have problems with you and I don't know how to talk to you and I don't know how to share my heart, my fears, my desires, my assessments about you, the things that I want, my shames, all of that needs to be exchanged and spoken about so that we can deepen our intimacy. Intimacy is the willingness to be really known, deeply known. I ask people, do you want to be loved for who you truly are, or do you want to be loved for who you pretend to be? Well, you know, asking that question is kind of a no-brainer. But when you look at the way that people live, a lot of people live, they hide themselves.
Right. I know a lot of people like that. So what you're saying is people cheat or people don't even have a really successful relationship because, first of all, in themselves, they're not really seeing who they are in themselves. And they're not allowing anybody else to see it either. And they're not allowing real, honest, straightforward conversation, which is a lot of things to summarize in one sentence.
Well, and being able to speak your truth in a compassionate way, for yourself and for the other person is something that most people haven't learned.
So right.
The book, Love's Invisible Dance, is really a guide for people to begin to learn how to do these things. And one of the basic problems with communicating the difficult truth is that there is really very little fixed truth out there. Very often we're confusing my truth or how I feel about a certain thing with the truth. And those things are not the same. So we need
to it's funny. We need to learn these things, and the question is, where do we learn these things? We sure don't learn them from school. We sure don't learn them from our nuclear family, as nobody's talking the truth to anybody.
Right, exactly.
Now
right.
I'm depressed, Karen. All right.
Good.
All right.
That might spark some action. You know, I think that depression and despair are the... can be the sparks for learning and transforming.
Well, I guess that's true. I'm thinking about the people who call me and can't make up a question. Okay, so another question, because we're running up into the next break. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
In my view, it's a terrible thing.
Good, tell me why.
Because this going back to this business of radical authenticity, if I have something to say to you, it's only bad if I think that it's bad. You know, so if I said to you, Robin, I think that you really need to learn how to be a better driver. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
So it's good for all the other drivers on the road.
It's good for you, too.
Including me, yeah.
See, what makes it bad is if you don't like it.
Yeah. Hang on. We'll be right back after the break with relationship expert Karen Aberle.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decide to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I'm here with relationships expert Karen Aberle. So Karen's book, The Invisible Dance, will be out soon. And we've been having this fascinating conversation here about really being authentic, I guess. That's the thing, Karen, right? So we may have time to cover a couple more questions here, but just, you know, we're talking about your previous thing, talking about driving, being a good driver, so on. And really what we're talking about is, how do you have a conversation with someone where you speak the truth, or you speak a concern, which is your truth, instead of just glossing over the issue? And I know that when I go to people and I say, well, I have a question, I have this problem, or I have this thing, I'd like your opinion. And some people are kind of hesitant. They're like, well, do you really want my opinion? I go, yeah. Well, what if you don't like it? Well, that's good too, right? Because if you really know what people are thinking and feeling about a subject, it doesn't mean you're agreeing with them, but it does mean you hear a range of opinions and you get ideas about, you know, what people are thinking and doing and acting and what's going on in the world. So I guess to me, I think that's a positive thing, but it can create conflict with people. But conflict is important too in love, right? So why is conflict important?
Well, let me just go back to where you started.
Back to where the rambling introduction here.
You know, you talked about asking people for their opinion. I think that's one, it's a really great move. And in the dance with another person, when you ask for their opinion, it's also important for you to say, you won't be offended if I have a different way of thinking about it. I would like
exactly.
to hear how you see it, but don't be offended if I don't take your advice.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's and on the other side, people are very willing to offer up their great wisdom without asking if anybody's
exactly.
interested in.
Oh, so really not those, interested in your opinion.
Right. Those are some of the moves in the dance of relationship, is to get alignment between what I'm thinking and what I'm going to say and what you want to hear and how you're going to listen. So I want to say, too, that the dance needs to be fun. What about fun? You know, how
exactly.
do you have fun in your life? What do you do for fun? Where do you go for fun? And, you know, are there people that you can have fun with? That's a really important question for anyone who's in the love interest game.
Right, because, well, first of all, you don't want to become too insular. Secondly, you broaden your interests by going out and exploring, right? Instead of sitting at home waiting for the invisible phone to make an invisible phone call.
Right. So,
and you get to learn a lot about the world, you know, or about what you're interested in or not. I don't know. I guess it just... I don't know. People are afraid. I think people are afraid to give their opinion in anything these days because it's dangerous. You could lose friendships, and they may not be real deep friendships, but because you're afraid of losing them, but they're people that you know and you could maybe go for coffee with or something and not feel lonely. I think there's so many people out there that just feel really lonely, and they're so lonely they don't know how to get out of it. It's like a loop.
Well, one of the things that I propose, because the questions that you're asking are questions that are answered in the book.
Cool.
And it's not like you could read it and then know. You can't learn to tango by reading a book. You have to practice. So the book offers some structure for ways to practice. Lots of people are looking to become more competent in their relationships, even in their familial, in their family relationships, their relationships with their boss. You know, while this is a book that is very oriented towards love relationships, what you'll see is that it really speaks to the dance of all relationships. And you mentioned the C word before, conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an essential competence for anyone who's in relationship, because relationship is bound to present differences and strong differences of opinion, backed by fear, anger, and history. So we also have to stop avoiding conflict and learn how to engage in it in a productive way. And this is another aspect of relationship that we're not learning in school.
Well, and that's, yeah, the question there, though, is there are personality types, if you will. There are those people that just bull their way through life. They roll right over any sort of conflict they created on their way, but they're just the people who take control. And then there are a lot of people, male or female, who are just more reticent, and they don't put themselves out there either to defend their ideas or express them. How do those shy, retiring, they probably don't love themselves enough, but they also don't have the self-confidence. How do they get the self-confidence to just go to a meetup and say hi to somebody and just find out what the world is doing around them?
Well, what I would say is that they have to pick up a new mirror. They have to look at themselves in a different way than they have ever been looking at themselves before. And this is one of the profound gifts of the book itself. The book holds up a mirror for readers so that they can begin to see, oh, you know, I'm not such a weirdo, crazy person as I thought I was.
Yeah, good.
And then setting about to learn how the dance goes. So the book, which, by the way, is expected to be ready to ship around July 4th, Independence Day.
Cool.
And also for readers who are interested, you can pre-order the book on the website, theinvisibledance.com. There's an opportunity to pre-order it. You have to practice. So finding other people who are interested in practicing the dance with you is really a requirement.
How do they do that if they're really shy? Practice in front of a mirror, just talking to somebody, maybe trying to get out of themselves?
Did you ever just have to get out?
Talk to your dog. Talk to your cat.
No, you know what? You know a person. You've got to take a bit of a risk here to say, I would like to talk with you about relationship.
Yeah.
Are you open for a conversation about that? It's something that is very interesting to me.
So what happens if the person says, no, I'm not interested?
Okay, next. Thank you so much.
And on to the next person.
And on to the next one. You have to put it out there. You know, it's like you're saying, waiting for the phone to ring. You have to lead the dance instead of waiting for somebody to come and get you.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. In our daily lives, let's assume the whole world is single. And everybody has to go out, they have to get a job, they have to pay their bills, they have to go to the grocery store, they have to do all those things. Those are proactive things we have to do to live our lives. But finding love seems to be the one thing people aren't proactive about.
Well, you know, you go to school and you learn the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. And those
I don't think they learn arithmetic anymore.
Okay, no. You have to learn some arithmetic principles.
You have to learn something.
You know, right. But relationship is the most fundamental of human skills, I propose the fourth R is relationship. And we are lacking general principles and practices that enable people to learn it. So that's my call.
I agree. And look where we are now here in the United States as a country, where people just can't even walk down the street and say hello without people challenging them on things.
Right.
And it's like nobody's listening to anybody else. They're out there shouting their opinions and not listening to each other.
Yeah, well, there goes the honor, right?
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, Karen. Well, I want you to give the audience, again, your title of your book, how they can find it, and how they can find you. So everyone, pencil, paper, in line here. Karen, go.
Love's Invisible Dance, The 7 Keys to Authentic, Joyful, and Lasting Relationship. And you can find me and it on my website, www.theinvisibledance.com.
Awesome.
And there you can send questions to me as well, and I'm happy to answer them.
Good. Awesome. Perfect. Wonderful hour. Thank you for joining me today, Karen. And everyone, it's Karen Aberle, relationships expert. Look her up. Her book is out very soon here this summer. And I think she has really important things to say to us, not just about finding love, but about finding connection in a very busy world. So thank you so much, Karen, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Robin. It was a pleasure.
Good. Take care.
Bye.
And as we end here today, I want people to really think hard about, you know, what it is that you're looking for in your life and what that means to you. I know when I was thinking of Karen coming on, I'm thinking like, wow, I've lived most of my life single. And I'm happy with it, but I know a lot of people aren't. You are out there looking for someone to share your life with, and here's a person who's an expert in it, is really saying, put yourself out there, you know, be interesting, be interested, and, you know, go for it. Go out there and meet people. I know people, again, as I said at the beginning, are always asking me to tell them if the person that they're dating is their soulmate. Wow, you need to know that for yourself. I'm all for working with people and helping you claim your power to lead your best life, whatever that is for you, whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, whatever it is. But, you know, what is it that you choose for your life and why do you choose it? You know, that changes over time. I know years ago when I got married, we bought 12 place settings expecting to have 10 kids. And somewhere along the line, I didn't have any. So, except for animals, which are my kids, but it's different out there. And we've all seen things change in our world here. So take it to heart. Learn to love yourself first, and then go out in the world and look for what it is you want to add to your enjoyment of the world and add to your soul growth. That's what we're here for. That's why we chose our bodies, to grow our souls, to learn to love ourselves, to learn to love the world along with it. So next week is Memorial Day weekend. We will not be here. We will be broadcasting a repeat of my earlier show this year on how you yourself can learn to connect with your dead. In June, it will be my 1-year anniversary with Om Times. I am thrilled to be here every week. In June, here and on Facebook Live, we're going to be talking a lot more about animals, about reincarnation, about what happens when we die, about how we can connect with our dead. So if you have questions on that subject, you have concerns, you have issues with me or with the whole subject, let me know about it. Email me at robin@robinfritz.com. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Kim has wonderful crystals, and you're welcome to check her out at earthlightgems.com. But for today, I would like to thank you all for joining me a whole year here at Ohm Times. Let me know what it is you'd like us to cover here on the show. If you know of really cool guests like Karen who could join us, that's awesome. Let me know that too. And as we end today, let's close down that connection with Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz, get you regrounded back in your bodies with this energy healing technique I learned from a goddess. Cross your hands on your heart, breathe into the palms of your hands, those healing chakras in your hands. Breathe that in, feel that love and warmth and connection there. Breathe into your palms, hold your palms in front of your mouth. That air of breath on there is just a reminder of energy. And then put your hands back on your heart again. That's grounding you back into your body so that you can go about your day and the rest of your week healthy and balanced and connected here to this wonderful community. We are here for you. Thank you, and we will see you in June. Take care. Goodbye.